This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Campaigning has intensified for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month, and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir a short while ago. Mr. Modi said after decades, elections are taking place in Jammu and Kashmir without fear of terrorism and threat of cross-border firing. Mr. Modi said his government has fulfilled the promise of ending long sufferings of people of the Union Territory. He said the ensuing Lok Sabha polls is not just to elect members of parliament, but to form a strong government in the country. Earlier, in an interview to a Hindi daily, Prime Minister Modi said that eliminating corruption has been a key priority of his government for the last 10 years, and he is committed to take strict action against the corrupt. He said there is enthusiasm among the people about a third term for the BJP. He said even the opposition believes that the NDA government will return to power, which is why even several opposition leaders are shying away from poll campaigns. Prime Minister Modi will address a public meeting at Barmer this afternoon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow in Dausa. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold back-to-back election rallies in Garhwal and Kumaon divisions of Uttarakhand. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, along with Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and DMK leader M.K. Stalin, will hold an INDIA blocks rally at Coimbatore in the state. From Congress, State President Govind Dotasara will hold public meetings at Alwar and Dausa in Rajasthan. Former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and former Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot will also campaign for Congress candidates at various places. RLP Chief Hanuman Beniwal will also conduct public meetings in his constituency, Nagaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting to review preparedness for the ensuing heatwave season. The Prime Minister was briefed about the temperature outlook for the period from April to June this year. The preparedness in the health sector was reviewed in terms of essential medicines, intravenous fluids, ice packs, ORS and drinking water. The timely dissemination of essential awareness material, especially in regional languages, through all platforms such as television, radio and social media was stressed upon. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed upon the whole of government's approach. He said all arms of the government at central, state and district levels and various ministries need to work on this in synergy. Mr. Modi also stressed upon awareness creation along with adequate preparations in hospitals. He also highlighted the need for quick detection and putting out forest fires. The National Investigation Agency has arrested two accused in Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. The accused Abdul Mateen Taha and Musawir Hussain Shahzeb were traced out to their hideout near Kolkata. The NIA said Abdul Mateen Taha is the mastermind behind the planning and execution of blast, while Musawir Hussain Shahzeb placed IED at the cafe. United States President Joe Biden hosted the first ever trilateral summit with leaders of Japan and the Philippines at the White House in Washington amid territorial disputes of the two Southeast Asian countries with China. A joint vision statement issued after the meeting said they have gathered in Washington as equal partners and trusted friends united by the vision they share of a free and open Indo-Pacific and international order based on international law. Russia, Germany and Britain have urged countries in the West Asia to show restraint amid Iranian threat to strike Israel. On the other hand, Israel has said that it was preparing to meet all its security needs in the region. India clinched a total of 3 medals on the opening day of Asian Wrestling Championships at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan yesterday. 19-year-old Udit won the silver medal, while Abhimanyu and Vicky grabbed the bronze medal in the respective men's freestyle weight categories. Today, wrestlers Akash Daya, Yash Tushir, Sandeep Mann, Vinay and Anirudh Kumar will be in action in the remaining 5 categories. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. This evening, the match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium. And with that, we end this news bulletin.